All right, everybody, welcome to Unscripted Unlimited here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This is our special Settle It in the Ring cartoon debate tonight. So I am your host for this edition, Doug Hummer. And tonight it is, like I said, Settle It in the Ring, our very first ever cartoon debate. So Settle It in the Ring goes to the Toons. And it is Scooby-Doo versus the Looney Tunes versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And representing the Looney Tunes tonight, we have Daniel.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Representing Scooby-Doo, Rick is back with us.
Well, how's it going?
Very good, very good. And representing the Ninja Turtles, Clinith is with us.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Doing good. And all, helping me with the judging will be Eric.
What's up, people?
So, all right. So before I explain the rules and how it's all going to go, let's get some plugs out of the way. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday night, mixfoot.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms around 10:15, 10:20 Eastern time. If Eric isn't working the next day, he usually joins them. Listen to them tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Unless you're going to watch UFC instead, then fuck them. for Hollywood Hangout.
And then that partnership.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Listen to them anyway. Have UFC on in the background. They're good enough people. Tonight for Hollywood Hangout, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, mixler.com/Hollywood Hangout. Listen to us, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This upcoming Friday night, we will be doing a career retrospective, the top 10 moments and matches of Mick Foley. The poll should probably be up tomorrow. I'm still working on it. Although that's the last image anybody ever needs is me working on a poll. All right, good, nothing. So we got that coming up December 17th. We're going to be doing, we're going to be talking Armageddon 2000. And Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we're going to be off.
A few weeks.
Yeah. So make sure you, catch the next two shows. All right. Saturdays, of course, you could catch us 7 p.m. Eastern time for Unscripted Unlimited. And then tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted, Daniel and Mindy with the Scaredy Cats talking Candyman 3.
Yes.
I believe it is called Farewell to the Flesh. There's no really confirmation on that. I was just told Candyman 3, but anyway. And then, of course, listen to Clinith and Eric. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time for NFL Hard Hits.
Candyman 3 is Day of the Dead.
Oh, Day of the Dead? I'll go fuck myself.
It's probably good.
All right. So, and then, of course, check out our buddy Sean. On YouTube is Elite Diplodoc and Twitch, Sneaky Fetty. All right, enough of the plugs. Here's what's going to happen tonight. Now, usually at Settle It in the Ring, it's four rounds, four questions. Everybody answers the question, and then everybody has a chance to argue and say why everybody else's answer sucks. Okay? In this thing, I'm not going to be asking questions. Instead, it's going to be four categories.
Okay.
Round number one is the cartoons themselves and the different iterations, the different versions of them.
Yeah.
Round two will be your characters from the cartoons. Round three will be merchandise. So we're talking action figures, video games, comic books, plush dolls, boxer shorts, if you want to bring that up. you know, video games, if I didn't say that already, you know, different apparel, you know, whatever it may be. And number four will be movies that were made of the different shows. So, like, you know, as an example, like Looney Tunes would be like Space Jam or Back in Action. You know, Scooby-Doo obviously would be Scooby-Doo movies, including the direct-to-video films.
Right.
And Ninja Turtles would be Ninja Turtles. All those movies.
Good ones.
Those four. So those are your four rounds. Those are your four categories. So, and what we'll do is everybody will talk about like their respective shows. Like, again, for each of the four categories, we'll talk about their respective show. Everybody will give their pitch, and then we'll ring the bell, and I'll have everybody give the argument as to why their stuff is better and everybody else's sucks. So with that being said, round number one, the cartoon itself, we're going to start with a man that is repping Scooby-Doo. That would be Rick. Rick,
yeah.
Talk about, you know, the different Scooby-Doo cartoons, you know, obviously Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, all that stuff. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess you can begin right with, you know, the very first series they did, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? You know, started in, like, the late 60s, early 70s, you know, and that was where it kind of just took off. There's been just so many different versions of the show. Had, you know, all the original cast, or they've had a couple, like the 13 Ghosts. They only had, I think it was Daphne, Scooby, and Shaggy from the, you know, original cast, but they added Scrappy Doo and one of their cousins, one of Scooby and Scrappy's other cousins or whatever too. But you know, just you go from there. You know, they had the pup named Scooby Doo. You had, you know, the revival in the 2000s, like What's New Scooby Doo. You had the different, I think it was the new Scooby-Doo, or I forget which show it was, but they had all the different guest stars on Scooby-Doo, you know. Then you figure all those, those are there later. I think that's all I got for right now.
Okay. All right. Clintus, talk about the Ninja Turtles and all the different versions and adaptations of that series.
All right. Well, we'll start at the 1989 original cartoon, where it was just basic. I think had great seasons, great seasons during my early childhood. I watched it. I grew up watching it. I loved all the cartoons, of Attack on Shredder, based on how they always stopping Shredder and all. And then we went from 89, and then to I think about 91, somewhere in the mid 90s, and they stopped. Then they brought it back. Fox decided to come back for another edition of the Ninja Turtles that lasted about a good four seasons. Newer, updated model. This time it was more about the practicing the ninja, but still kept the comedy of it on Fox. And then now you get today's present, I think. 2 years ago is when they stopped. Nickelodeon picked it up, and then they picked it up. They finished it on Nickelodeon. I think in 2013, they returned on Nickelodeon to Nickelodeon. which me and my nephew watched a lot, and he did another adaptation, almost a 3D version of it, but it was still good. The Foot Ninja, the Krang, involved the Krang, how Shredder was always trying to take over. That's everything I got.
All right. Daniel, talk about the Looney Tunes.
Okay. So you got the original Looney Tunes, which I believe is the oldest on this episode. It started in the 1930s with the classic shorts. You also have, you know, the iconic Bugs Bunny show, which, you know, it was the Bugs and Tweety Hour. Sometimes it, like, changed the name, but it was usually under the Bugs Bunny show banner. That ran from 1960 to the year 2000. That ran for about 27 seasons almost. So, I mean, when we're talking about, like, length and staying relevant, I think that show did a pretty good job of that. We also got Tiny Toon Adventures, if you like the baby stuff, and baby Looney Tunes after that. If you want something completely different and, like, a futuristic version, Lunatics Unleashed. I don't know if you ever remember that. That's, like, a futuristic version on the Looney Tunes and, like, that are kind of like superheroes and shit. It's crazy. But there's been different incarnations. That's the main ones that I remember. And I'll get into them a little more after maybe. But that's my initial pitch.
Okay. All right. Ring the proverbial, the metaphorical bell. Ding, ding. All right, Rick, why are these Scooby-Doo cartoons better than Looney Tunes and Ninja Turtles?
Well, they just, the longevity of the show, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's still Scooby-Doo, like, new Scooby-Doos on now, but, you know, from the inception of the late 60s to now, there's so many different shows, just, you know, different iterations of them, all the characters that you had in them. And then, you know, just the fun adventures you go on every week with, you know, every episode with Scoob and the gang, just the different mysteries they have to solve, and just how they would, you know, how they would figure out the clues to solve the mysteries, and exposing all the, you know, the bad guys or the monsters, or, you know, what, you know, the monsters for what they really were, just, you know, the bad guy just dressed up in disguise, just either, you know, trying to scare off, you know, everybody so they can, you know, inherit all this money or find all this money that's hidden there, or, you know, be able to, you know, degrade the property values or whatever they're trying to do to be able to buy it. You know, just all the different merchandise too that kind of spawned off of Scooby-Doo, just that reached into just about everything.
Well, merchandise we'll get into third round.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about individual merchandise that it did. I just, you know, just the lead into that, that it created a lot of merchandise.
Right.
Just all the crossovers they did, or, you know, all the movies they did. I think that's going to be it for what I got.
Okay. All right, Glynis, why are the Ninja Turtle cartoons better than Scooby-Doo and the Looney Tunes?
If you ask me, it's because Ninja Turtles are more more populated than both the Scooby-Doo and Looney Tunes. Ninja Turtles, they work with not only with Power Rangers, but we could have a crossover with the Power Rangers, which is, I know it's kind of weak, but another one of my favorite shows. So I want to go with that. I'm using that. You can't really, because it's always just one, there's almost the same theme over and over and over again. With Ninja Turtles, it's always something, a new adventure, a new villain, a new bad guy. Looney Tunes is just there for comic relief. And that's why I think Ninja Turtles is more to everything. You get action, you get comedy, you get everything all in one. Me watching Ninja Turtles.
All right, very good. Your rebuttal, Mr. Daniel.
Yeah, all right. New villains, they've been fighting Shredder for like 60 fucking years. And second of all, this comic relief, that is what the cartoon was supposed to be when cartoons first came out. This has time. This is the OG over these other two options here. This is the 1930s we're talking about, and it's only gotten better and better. But you start with Bosco, and all we did was go up and up. I'll get into the characters after. But these shows, the Bugs Bunny show, that's a part of almost every kid's childhood. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if you're more into superheroes and action and niche stuff, then watch that. But if you're doing a Saturday morning cartoon, you got to throw on the Looney Tunes. It's hard going against Scooby-Doo because I have Scooby-Doo underwear. But and I love Scooby-Doo. If I'm picking one over the other, I'm going Looney Tunes. I'm going Bugs Bunny. Just all the comedy and everything, and the crossovers they did with the Animaniacs and other Warner Brothers property, that's always fun too. And they've been in comic books, if we're talking about stuff. They've been in all sorts of different shit, and obviously the movies we'll get into later. But Looney Tunes is made for the crossover. They're always crossing over. And they're original stuff. Baby Looney Tunes, that's probably one of my favorite baby shows that was the big surge. We talked about Pup Named Scooby-Doo last week. That was good. Baby Looney Tunes is better. Tiny Toon Adventures is better. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Round's over. Now, Eric and I will decide who... Eric and I will give a point to somebody or somebodies because, you know, we don't have to agree. And then, Eric, I'll let you go first. Wheel your carcass on over here and let us know who's getting the point for round one.
I think I'm going to lean towards Rick here.
Okay.
Who are you?
We're not cuddling later.
All right. You're giving your point to Rick. I am a fan of all three cartoons and all the different iterations for the most part. If I were to say, you know, which ones were like the best as far as the cartoons go and like your guys' pitches, my point, and trust me, I'm not being biased because he never is towards me. My point is going to my brother.
Okay.
So we have, after round one, 1 point Daniel, 1 point Rick. Clint, we still got a long way to go, buddy, so you're still...
Yeah, and you love the Ninja Turtles, so I'm sure there's bias there.
Yeah. I had to start off, you know, fair.
Yeah.
All right, round number two, the character round. All right, ooh. Rick, we're going to start again with you. Talk about all of the Scooby-Doo characters.
Okay. Well, you got, you know, the original group, you know, you got Daphne, you got Fred, you got Velma, you got Scooby, obviously, and then you got Shaggy. You know, and as, you know, a group of five, they all kind of worked off of each other. You know, you had Fred kind of like the fearless kind of like leader of the group. You had, you know, Velma, she was kind of, you know, the brains of the group, kind of, you know, anytime there was, you know, something that was stumping the whole group, she could kind of, you know, critically think about it and come up with some kind of solution or, you know, figure out that real difficult clue. Yeah, Daphne, she was, you know, an integral part of the group, but, you know, she wasn't necessarily, you know, the leader like Fred would be or the brains like, you know, Velma would be. She was more kind of maybe like the reasoner of the group, like kind of keeping everybody a little grounded. And then, of course, you got, you know, Scooby and Shaggy, you know, the dynamic duo, you know. Never a monster or a ghost or a goblin they wouldn't run away from or be afraid of, but at the same time, they provided a lot of the comedy of the show, or, you know, the excitement of the show. Huh?
Okay.
And just, where was I? Oh, of course, you know, their, you know, legendary voracious appetite, you know, any food they see, you know, gone in a matter of minutes. But then you got all the action characters, you know. I know not a lot of people liked him. I love Scrappy, too. I thought he was a great, you know, character in the shows, the TV series, not necessarily the movies. And then all the guest stars, you know, like later on when they did kind of like their crossover mashup shows, you know, you had, you know, Batman and Robin, the Joker and Joker and Penguin, you had the Globetrotters, you had Sonny and Cher, you had Adam's Family, you know, just the list goes on. Then later, no, I think those are movies. Yeah, okay, that's for later. Well, actually, yeah, and then, you know, some of the later movies, you know, they did, like, wrestling crossovers with, like, John Cena and, I can't think of his name, Jimmy Hart. You know, in the 13 Ghosts, they had, oh my God, I can't think of his name. Luke Van Gool. And then just the various relatives of Scooby that showed up.
That it?
That'll be it, yeah.
Okay. All right, Clintus, talk about the Ninja Turtles characters.
All right, we have Splinter, the caretaker of all the turtles, who raised them from little baby once and mutated. We have Leonardo, the alleged leader of all turtles combined, and was the leader of the four brothers, the master of the swords, great swordsman, Raphael, the serious, and also anger, I think, had, in my case, it looked like had the more anger problems with all four of his brothers. Lose anger problems real easily. Michelangelo was more like the prankster, the jokester of the group, the comic relief of the show. You have April O'Neil was more of the human. Was more of the, I'll say, how would you put April? April O'Neil was someone that the Turtles, was only human friends the Turtles really cared about. She was able to sneak them into things, to get let her know. And the Nickelodeon version, she trained to be with a fighter with the Ninja Turtles himself as a teenager girl when she was a teenager. Casey Jones, another outsider who was also a friend of the Turtles. Donatello, the technician of the group, the smart guy. Everybody loves Donatello, the smart guy. He was an inventor. He was able to disarm bombs, build things, made the turtle vehicles, anything like that. And I think I got them all.
Okay.
Oh, you got also have Rocksteady and Bebop. The villain, the two cronies of the Shredder, the main companions of the group, and Krang.
Okay. All right. Daniel, talk about the characters of the Looney Tunes.
I mean, I think this round was kind of made for the Looney Tunes. This is mine has a whole universe of characters, whereas we can name, you know, about 20 of them, and you'll still be missing five of the biggest, most popular ones. We got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Sylvester the Cat, Yosemite Sam, Pepe Le Pew, Wile E. Coyote, Tweety Bird, Porky Pig. I mean, and these are iconic characters, too, that are still talked about to this day. Marvin the Martian, Granny Elmira, Tasmanian Devil. There's so much to sink your teeth into with them that even if you go through your top 10, you're still missing a few. So I think that I might have one of the stronger rosters in this one.
Okay. All right.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on. They got to do their they got to do the debate part here.
Oh, God.
All right. So ding, ding. Rick, why are the Looney Tunes, or not Looney, you're not arguing with Looney Tunes. Why are the Scooby-Doo characters better than the Ninja Turtles and Looney Tune characters?
Well, the Looney Tune characters, like Daniel said, there's tons of them. And they're all, in a way, significant to the Looney Tunes universe, but there's not as much, like, depth to their characters. There isn't much of a backstory. Like most of the characters in Scooby-Doo, you got, you know, their backstory, or in a way. Especially, you know, a little bit with, you know, Pupman and Scooby-Doo, you got kind of where, you know, it all kind of started when they were, you know, young kids. Why they, or, you know, where their kind of love for, like, mystery solving started. You know, and then later on, in some of the movies, like Zombie Island, you know, what happened? You know, what happened to the gang after, you know, kind of all the mysteries, you know, dried up, or they, you know, couldn't find any more mysteries to solve? You know, with Daphne and Fred becoming the journalists, and, you know, Scooby and Shaggy getting, you know, stuck working at the airport, doing baggage checking, and then, you know, Velma opening her own mystery bookstore. You don't get that kind of character development. You don't get that kind of character development with Looney Tunes, or even in a way with, like, you know, the Turtles. You know, you kind of know how they became, you know, when they trained them, but not much more than that. Granted, you know, the Turtles, they didn't really have a lot before that, but so.
Right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Clintus, why are the Ninja Turtle characters better than Looney Tunes characters and Scooby-Doo characters?
I'll say the Ninja Turtle characters is more of based on a film. That's kind of hard to say.
All right, hold on, Clintus. Before you continue, it sounds like somebody is juggling their phone.
Juggling my phone.
It's some kind of weird-ass background noise. It sounds like the phone's getting juggled or something.
Well, I'm on a laptop, so that'd be weird.
All right. Go ahead, Clintus.
All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ninja Turtle characters are more like, if you're more into, like, watching superheroes and made an application, I'll say the Ninja Turtle characters got to be better. You have four different heroes going against plenty of different bad guys, not only the Shredder, but Braxton, the Kang. Also, in, like, Scooby-Doo, you just have, like, almost four guys and a dog running around in the van. Two of them are scared to do anything. What there is the only reason why half the time they solve the mysteries, because there's always a mistake. Looney Tunes, you can't argue Looney Tunes, because Looney Tunes, you can't go wrong.
Thank you, Quinn.
But, yeah. You can't go wrong with Looney Tunes, but yeah, that's one of the argument right there.
All right, Daniel?
Yeah, I just think the size and the depth, and there really is something for everybody with Looney Tunes. And, you know, like, you're going to get something from Tweety and Porky than you'll get from Yosemite Sam and Tasmanian Devil. And there's just so much to sink your teeth into with the Looney Tunes. There's so many different – you can just pick one character and watch, like, a bunch of his shorts and then, you know, binge watch that all day. And then pick a different character and binge watch. And usually they got their own programs or their own shorts, or they would, you know, you'd have a couple of them in the same short. I think they showcase their characters very well, I thought. And when you're talking about, you know, depth and stuff, I mean, Scooby-Doo, I mean, Shaggy smokes pot, Velma can't find her glasses, and Fred's handsome. What depth do we got here? And Rick, you're one of my favorite people, but Scrappy Doo is annoying as shit. And Clint is,
I don't like it anymore, Daniel.
I'm sorry, you're still my favorite. But TMNT, you know, the four great characters, but that's all you have is four great. Well, and Master Splinter, you know, April O'Neil, everyone had a crush on her and stuff. But I have the majority, because we're talking 20, 30, 40 characters here, and there's even, and that's not the ones that aren't popular. There's ones that didn't make it, too. There's so many, but, and there's so many that did make it as well. I just think, you know, Scooby-Doo and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you got like five or six really strong, solid characters. With Looney Tunes, you have about the 20 to 30.
All right. Round's over. All very good. Huh? Oh, fuck you, Eric. So, all very good pitches, very good arguments. I'm going to say that the person that gets the point in the next round is going to be, from me, the person that gets my point is going to be my brother again.
Yeah.
So, Eric?
Because I know Looney, because I know Ninja Turtles more, I'm going to give my point to Clintus.
Okay. All right. So we got 2 points, Daniels, 1 point, Clintus, 1 point, Rick. So everybody's still in the running. Yeah. It's not like usual episodes of Settle in the Ring where I'm already done by round two.
I mean, what I mean is that I know more characters. I mean, there's more characters in Ninja Turtles than Scooby-Doo, even though I like Scooby-Doo better.
I was, well, no, I mean, and you're also, you're getting biased here because Daniel slipped on his thong and you're getting excited.
Wait, what?
Because you don't want to miss out on cuddle time later.
No, I think Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, you didn't pick me, Doug. You picked me.
Yeah.
What do you mean he wants cuddle time with me? He picked Clint.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I picked you.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, people. I had been drinking. All right. So 2 points, Daniel. 1 point, Clintus. 1 point, Rick. Before I make an even bigger idiot out of myself, I don't know if that's possible. Round three. Round three is merchandise. And we're talking everything from toys, video games, you know, comic books, like I said, you know, apparel, bed sheets, boxer shorts, Speedos, anything that any of these franchises had come up with. So, Rick, talk about Scooby-Doo's merchandise.
Well, it's just, it kind of, it leaks into everything. There's been tons of Scooby-Doo clothes, you know, all kinds of Scooby-Doo, like, plushes. I think they did a line of Beanie Babies. I actually have some, I actually had some Scooby-Doo, like, stuffed animals and plushes when I was growing up. You know, Scooby-Doo blankets, which I think I still have my old blanket from when I was a kid. There was all kinds of, like, human snacks and treats. Then I'm pretty sure they did a line of, like, dog treats, Scooby Snack dog treats. Video games, all the, like, direct-to-disc movies that they've done, all the releases of the TV shows over the years they've done, what's it called? Like Daniel's got his Scooby-Doo boxers, I have a couple pairs of Scooby-Doo socks. There's Scooby-Doo, I had Scooby-Doo bubble bath when I was a kid, you know, which I think I still have that empty bottle. I'm sure there's been, there's been, you know, you can get, used to be able to custom order, I don't know if you still can, you used to be able to custom order, like, cell phone cases with Scooby-Doo on it, with all the different, or the different characters, well, the main characters at least. Like, the Scooby-Doo costumes, like, you know, I always wanted, when I was growing up, you know, they had the big, you know, get dress up like Scooby-Doo. You know, and then all the, there was Scooby-Doo dishware and everything, and, like, Scooby-Doo dog bowls. It's just, you know, over the years, they've reached in everything, and just, you know, they've milked the success of Scooby-Doo for everything they could. All right. That's it.
Okay. All right. Clinton, talk about the Ninja Turtle merchandise.
Ninja Turtles, let's go with those toys, the action figures. They have plenty of awesome action figures, not only that. The costumes, when Halloween comes, times come around, they're always coming up with awesome costumes. I wind up, and every year I'm always buying a different costume from a nephew to be a Michelangelo, Raphael, all that other stuff. The bed sheets. The posters. You have to give. We have tons of posters to go on. The weapons. You buy individual weapons. You can even if you didn't have the money to buy one, you can make your own. That easy. You buy. Get sticks. Long sticks. You can make believe you get a Ninja Turtle out that way. The plates, cups, mask. There's a lot of things Ninja Turtles done. And not only that, in the toy cars, you have everything. Ninja Turtles is out. If you want to find anywhere, you can find Ninja Turtle anywhere. And there it is.
Okay. All right. Daniel.
All right. So you got Looney Tunes figures. You got, bed sheets, pajamas, you know, clothes. I found a Bugs Bunny lingerie set if you need something for the old lady for Christmas. Very Kirby.
Okay.
And who was the hot chick from Space Jam, the bunny that everyone
liked? Lola, right?
She's
Lola.
Tune, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got a bunch of toys. You got stuff. I don't really know what to talk about too much. I mean, there's action figures and, you know, there's Tasmanian Devil plushes and pillows and...
That was my impression.
Oh.
So,
I thought you were
whatever the fuck that was. So, there was...
me having a seizure.
Yeah, but they have tons of merchandise, just like the other two. Probably made by the same companies, too. So, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Ding, ding. Rick, why should people go out and buy Scooby-Doo merchandise instead of Ninja Turtle or Looney Tune merchandise?
Well, first off, I mean, you buy something Scooby-Doo, you're supporting just an awesome franchise. It's just been around forever. Just, you know, keep producing, great shows, great movies. And then just also, a lot of it's kind of, you know, practical stuff. You know, you got your clothing, your dishware for, costumes for Halloween or whatever. It's just anything you could probably need or most anything you can need for everyday use, you could probably buy something that's Scooby-Doo related. You'd be stylish because you'd be, you know, rocking Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Clintus, why should people go buy Ninja Turtle merchandise instead of Scooby-Doo or Looney Tune merchandise?
Ninja Turtles is there. It's a whole plenty of Ninja Turtles from toys to outfits to the weapons, masks, anything out there you can buy, and you can make either action figures, collect all the action figures, and make believe and create your own little show of your own with using those toys. I used to do the same thing with my toys all the time, my Ninja Turtle toys. Make up my own little Ninja Turtle scenes. The cars, the weapons outside, toy weapons, you know, get a group of your friends together. You guys go, play Unguard. Act like you go in your backyard, play with. It's a lot of things to do. Wear the gear, the mask. Everybody loves doing that stuff. You can do a lot of things, not only with toys, but with the merchandise, wearing the shirts, the butt backpacks, everything. Sport, embrace it.
Okay. Dang it. You know, in the wintertime season, it's getting cold out. You know, you need something to cuddle up next to. What's better than having your wife, girlfriend, significant other in a Bugs Bunny
lingerie? No, you
cannot
use no Lola Bunny outfit like that. No.
That is a piece of merchandise, Clintus, and it's a valuable piece of merchandise. It's one for him and her. It's a gift the whole family can enjoy. It's a gift that can actually help make a whole family. Yeah, it can help make a whole family.
No.
So, the lingerie set's important. I did find a Daffy Duck butt plug, but I didn't know if I should bring it up or not.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
All right, you know what? You should be disqualified just for that.
Why?
I'm sorry.
It's merchandise. Anything from the Almighty Dollar. The problem, the thing is that, like, I'll just interject real quick here. You never know what the hell they have in these sex shops. There might actually be.
There is. I Googled it.
Not in you, sir.
Oh, my.
I Googled it.
Wow.
That better not be my Christmas present.
So, you know, and you can go to bed on some nice Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd bed sheets. You can wake up in the jammies on Christmas morning in Wile E. Coyote jammies or Foghorn Leghorn jammies. You know, they have a lot of good stuff for the whole family. So, I don't have anything else.
All right. On that note, Eric, you're going first. Who? You're giving your point to Clintus?
Between Ninja Turtles and Scooby-Doo, but I think Ninja Turtles sells more merchandise.
Well, they sell more merchandise as far as action figures go.
Yeah.
Now, as far as where my point is going,
Sorry, Daniel.
So, as far as where my point is going to where outside of toys, but you're talking like also like, you know, plush dolls and bed sheets and clothing and you know food and all that. And I would say like the best provider of that is Scooby-Doo. So my point is going to Rick.
Wow.
Because I think outside of the toys, Ninja Turtles, I think, are the masters of the action figures.
Yeah.
Okay. And Looney Tunes are like the masters, I think, of like costume. You know, Halloween costumes. I know out there that there's like Bugs Bunny and fucking Daffy Duck onesies. Okay. No, I don't have one.
I do have a Scooby-Doo onesie though.
Yeah. But like Scooby-Doo kind of goes everywhere, and I just think, you know, that they're more well-rounded, I think, as far as like they're not just known for one piece of merchandise. They're known for about, you know, 10 to 15.
I mean, we had a Scooby-Doo Chia Pet.
Yeah. Which was bought for me as a gag gift, by the way. And I hated that fucking Scooby had dreadlocks. That's how shitty I was trying to. Scooby looked like Shaggy the Rapper. But anyway, so Rick gets my point. So we got 2 points, Clintus. 2 points, Rick, and 2 points, Daniel. So you and I are going to have to agree on who wins the next round, because I don't know what the fuck we're going to do for a bonus if two people tie.
I really thought that butt plug was going to be my victory lap.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to be unbiased.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. Round number four is movies. So the movies that were made from the different cartoons. Rick, we'll start with you. Talk about all the Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, I mean, there's been so many over the years. I remember which one was the first, but, you know, there was from the mid-90s, you know, you had, like, Zombie Island. You had the live-action movie with Freddie Prinze Jr., Matthew Lillard, which that version of Scrappy-Doo I don't particularly care for. In that movie, but otherwise the first movie was okay. Didn't necessarily like the second one, but you had the newer movies, you know, like the crossovers with the wrestling, and pretty sure they did one with the Hot Wheels or Monster Trucks. excuse me. There's one I think called Cyber, you know, movies, called Cyber Chase. It's just, you know, so many movies that they keep coming up with one every couple of years, just to help continue on the franchise. And, you know, that just helps to, you know, cement Scooby-Doo legacy as one of the top cartoons, or like the top cartoon of all time. Just, there's just so many things that they can do with Scooby-Doo, that they just keep creating, you know, different movies with them, different, you know, content with them.
Right. Okay. Clemens, talk about all the TMNT movies.
All right, let's start with the very first, the live action ones, Ninja Turtles. Turtles once, back in like 90s. This one, they was living in a store in New York. One of the starter of the great three-piece series, I call it. They was living in a Shredder, New York. April O'Neil was just a newspaper. They saw April O'Neil, the television. She was covering the Foot Clan of how mass robberies are going on up. And... oh, man, why can I not think tonight? I haven't seen that movie in a while. Master Robberies in Japan. All together, Raphael goes. They find out. They have a big showdown with the Shredder, which Master Splinter shows up and then defeats. And then you go in The Secret of Ooze. I think one of the best movies out there. That's when they found out that about their past, about how, where the ooze came from, and now the Shredder wants it to create his own evil brand of mutants to try to stop the turtles and continue the crime spree of New York City. And then you have the third plot of that series, where they're going back in the time and go back in turtles back in time. I don't remember much about that one. Oh, no, that one was probably the worst out of the three. And then you have the newer ones now, what he did based off the comics. I think this time you found out that April was the one that accidentally mutated the turtles. So, yeah. I think movie-wise, for those live-action movies that we got from the Ninja Turtles, I think they're more better than anything else.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, no, we're here. All right. Daniel.
All right. So all that really needs to be said is Space Jam. The original Space Jam movie with Michael Jordan is an all-time classic. And that has Looney Tunes all over it. If you underrated movie is Looney Tunes Back in Action, Brendan Fraser's last great epic movie. The Looney Tunes, and they're known for bringing that live action with the animation around the live action, and that shit's cool. They have a bunch of animated movies, too, like the Bugs Bunny movies and stuff, like Scooby-Doo. But they're known for, obviously, Space Jam, Looney Tunes Back in Action, and they had a huge involvement in the classic Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They starred alongside Disney characters, which has never been done before or since, and that was their rival. And you had Bugs Bunny hanging out with Mickey Mouse and shit. You had a piano battle with Daffy Duck and Donald. So they have had a big claim in movies as well. And I think it's a little more quality over quantity against the other two.
Okay. All right. Ding, ding. Final debates here. Rick, why are the Scooby-Doo movies better than the Ninja Turtle and Looney Tunes movies?
Well, with the Ninja Turtle movies, you know, most of that, they're, you know, most of those center around fighting the villains like Shredder or Krang, you know, all kind of the same, plot. With the Looney Tunes, yeah, again, you know, kind of the same. Something happening, you know, either Bugs and Daffy having it out, Bugs and Elmer Fudd having it out, or you know, Roadrunner and Coyote, Roadrunner trying to get. Coyote trying to get the Roadrunner. At least with Scooby-Doo, you know, there's variety. They tried to reach a whole different demographic. You know, they did like their different crossovers with wrestling. You know, they had their trying to reach out to, you know, people that are, I guess, in less of a graphic way, fans of zombies. You know, people that might be more tech-minded with, like, the Cyber Chase movie. Just so much more, you know, so much more variety than situations than, you know, Looney Tunes or Ninja Turtles are going to offer, you know. You know, not just monsters, but, like, aliens, ghosts, you know.
Right. Okay. Clintus, why are the Ninja Turtle movies better than Looney Tunes and Scooby-Doo's movies?
Easy. It's action. They have better action. You have small few comic release, but mainly it's the action, the fight scenes. The actors to which they play, that was in all the movies. And draws your attention. It was more of a build of a storyline and everything like that. Looney Tunes, I'm sorry, besides Space Jam, it was nothing else. You know, they had two good movies. Over the past couple of years, just still coming out with Ninja Turtle movies, and they're still remaking them. Space Jam and Space Jam A Hero Legacy, they're over 20-something years apart. Two different actors, two different genres. And I'm not saying that and it was good, but Ninja Turtles, we have a build-up. You make a series, a box set of the DVDs right now of the original Ninja Turtles. Then you have the newest coming out. It just came out a couple years ago, those. Then you have the cartoon ones. It's everything about Ninja Turtles out there, and they're still making fun of. People find it more popular than just Looney Tunes and Scooby-Doo. And Scooby-Doo cartoon movies come out almost once a year almost when they're making it a simulcast with something else on Cartoon Network. Sorry.
Okay. Daniel, why are the Looney Tunes movies better than Scooby-Doo's and the TMNT movies?
Well, Turtles in Time is one of the worst movies of all time. Not even just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's just a terrible movie. The Megan Fox movie.
I gave you that.
The, The Megan Fox movies are dog shit, if you're asking me. Right, those live action, the turtles look like, oh my God. Well, I don't even know who did the CGI for that. The CGI was on acid that day, the CGI guy. They look like boogers, like big, you know, bulky boogers. And Scooby-Doo, you have a lot of movies. You have a good amount of movies, but there's like five of them that are like epic. You know, Cyber Chase is really good, and there are really good ones. But they're also like the one they did with WWE sucked. And a lot of the crossover ones have been kind of mediocre at best. While we, Looney Tunes, have not had the quantity that the other two have had, it has had the quality. And Space Jam is still considered one of the better movies to this day. It was unique. It was ahead of its time. It was something different. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, no one did stuff like that when they were doing it. And Looney Tunes Back in Action was an underrated gem and Brendan Fraser's best performance to date. So there is a lot of good stuff to go there at all three, but I think Looney Tunes, for having the smallest roster of movies and being involved in movies, I think it's probably the most quality and the better movies of all three.
Yeah. Now, in Back in Action, Jenna Elfman technically fired Brendan Fraser's character and Daffy Duck, right?
Yeah.
And then her boss threatened to fire her if they didn't get Daffy back.
Yeah.
Okay, so round's over. Eric and I have a difficult decision to make. You want me to go first?
I've made my decision already.
You've made your decision already? Have you, or are you lying? Okay, so you look at, again, all the movies that have been made for all sides. And Ninja Turtles, yeah, they made a lot of movies, but as Daniel said, not all of them were good. I think the best one was Secret of the Ooze, and then the first one was probably, like, good too, but then all the other ones after it weren't as good. With Looney Tunes, there weren't a lot, but Space Jam was iconic. The first Space Jam was iconic with Michael Jordan. As was, or you know, Back in Action was underrated, like you said. Scooby-Doo, I think, made the most good movies. Okay? With the first one and movies that were even done, I think, back in the 80s. Like, Rick, you didn't bring it up, but Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf, which Shaggy got turned into a werewolf.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So.
That was a great movie. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So my point is actually going to go to Rick on this one.
All right, well, pack your bags.
Yeah. I mean, Rick, because I'm siding with you, I'm getting kicked out of the house as we speak. But, you know, got to be fair. All right, Eric, pick who you're picking, and then I'll try to think of a tiebreaker, because I know you haven't agreed with me in the 7 years we've known each other.
It's between Rick and Prentice.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Dan. I wasn't a big Looney Tunes fan, so...
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I'm going to go with my colleague here and pick Rick.
You're going to pick Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
All right. So,
all right, Dennis.
I wouldn't have wanted to lose
Scooby-Doo,
to anybody else.
Scooby-Doo's movies as a whole were better.
No, they weren't. They were a pick.
Congratulations, Rick.
I think the Looney Tunes and Ninja Turtle more than any Scooby-Doo movie out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, Clintus doesn't like to lose.
I don't like to lose. That's the movies and the toy action figures, that was mine. My category alone.
So, okay.
Clintus wants a recount.
But Rick wins it, according to us, the greatest cartoon franchise, at least among those three, is Scooby-Doo. So, Rick, congratulations. Fine job.
I'm shocked. I figured you would have gone with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I thought you would, too.
I thought it would,
I mean, I like Scooby-Doo better. So.
cool with it.
I like.
Yeah, like I. It, but yeah, no, I think the better pitches were done by Rick. Scooby Doo wins it. This was fun. I enjoyed this.
Me too.
So I can't wait to come up with another one, you know, soon. And Rick will definitely have you back to argue somebody else.
All right.
So, Rick, Clinton, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And an excellent job done by both of you. Daniel.
Hey, I'll go fuck myself.
No, Daniel.
Yeah, Dan, you were there too.
Yeah.
Good job.
No, Daniel, you did a fantastic job too. You're going to Looney Tunes. Yeah, I mean, you killed it in the beginning.
That's it's just like me in the bedroom. I like to sizzle out at the end.
Yeah. But no, all three of you did a fantastic job. This was fun. Let's take it home, guys. All
right. Have a good
Everybody
one.
Got a point.
All right. All right. Have a good night, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
All right. Later.